Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City restored their 6-point lead at the top of the Premier League after Phil Foden's late goal gave them a vital victory over a spirited Everton. It looked like the defending champions would drop points for a second successive week until some awful defending from the home side let Foden in to score from close range with 8 minutes left. There was more drama when City midfielder Rodri appeared to handle a dropping ball inside his own box, but Everton were denied the chance to equalise from the penalty spot after a VAR check. Moving on, and Pep Guardiola is reportedly open to offering club captain Fernandinho a player coaching role at the club ahead of next season. The 36-year-old will see his current deal at the Etihad Stadium expire in the summer, and his future with the Citizens remains unclear. Reports in Brazil, though, claim that City sporting director Tiki Beguiristan has the backing of Guardiola to keep Fernandinho, and they both believe the Brazilian's invaluable leadership qualities will benefit the squad. The report adds that Fernandinho will be presented with a new contract offer to remain with the club as a first-team player, with the additional option to take up a coaching role ahead of next season. And finally, it's claimed that Manchester United are set to face further competition for Juventus forward Paulo Dybala, with Barcelona now in the race. City have been linked with several attacking options over the course of the last year after Sergio Aguero departed, but it looks now like City, along with Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham, Manchester United and Barcelona, are in the running for the Argentinian. That's all for now. We'll have more later.